This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Posting and Toasting.
It's time for Posting and Toasting.
That's where we read the old tweets of our fellow FAN co-workers and tiki guesses who posted it, and we decide if we want to toast them. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This is a little timely. October 16th, 2012. It must suck to wake up in the morning and realize you live in Detroit, or anywhere in Michigan, for that matter.
What?
Is that Evan Roberts?
October of 2012. Okay, keep going.
Sean Morash, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti?
October of 2012. So this is football season. It could be baseball season.
It must suck to wake up in the morning and realize you live in Detroit or anywhere in Michigan for that matter.
Or college football. I'm going to say this was Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Dang it.
You take Sean as being anti-Detroit and anti-Michigan? He liked Detroit pizza the other day.
Just something happened with one of the teams he was playing, and so he was pissed off about it.
So you think this is sports-related?
Yes. Why would it not be?
I don't know. I mean, what makes someone say that? You know,
I don't know.
That's why it's so random.
Okay.
Al Dukes?
Eat me.
It is Al Dukes. Al is not pro-Detroit or Michigan. For that matter.
Do we have any context surrounding this?
Knowing,
do we know why he said this?
Knowing Al, it was probably like he was reading a cookbook and it involved Detroit. And he's like, boy, who the hell would want to live there? I think Detroit's a fine city. I've only visited twice. I told you that my dog urinated on the side of the stadium.
Oh, lovely.
I also parked my bike on the side of the stadium. Not Fantastic. At the same time. That would be weird.
Yeah, and it got stolen.
And it did. No. What got? No, my bike got replaced in St. Louis.
Oh,
it was all good in Detroit.
Right.
Here's a post from January 2nd, 2014. Let's give him credit as Jets quarterbacks maintain a firm grip. Am I allowed to say this? You know what? I'm going to say it. Can I say it or do I have to change that last word?
Let me look back on it here. Sorry. Give me 1 second.
D-O-N-G.
Well, you spelled it. That's just as bad.
Yeah, but I didn't say it.
You spell a curse. It's just like saying
it. It's not a curse.
Or a word that's untoward.
Just change
just
the
say
O,
it.
Make an I.
Ding?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, perfect.
So I'm really referring to Ding Dong, but I'm referring to the other
Which
thing.
Was a tag team, I think, back in the day.
Yes. All right. Again, January 2nd, 2014. Let's give him credit. As Jets quarterbacks maintain a firm grip on one stat, leading the league in ding shots. Hashtag Favre, hashtag Geno. I guess Geno Smith was involved in a ding shot scandal, if you will.
Ding controversy.
Yeah, apparently.
Was I don't remember that one.
Was that Tommy Lugauer, Sal Licata?
No, Tommy was like 12.
Brandon Tierney or Evan Roberts?
Sal Licata.
You're wrong.
BT?
You guys are asses.
It is BT, yes. The Jets maintain a firm grip on one stat, leading the league in ding shots, even though we're using the other word.
Wait, he was just back.
Who was just back?
He was in San Francisco at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he was always tweeting about the Jets, wasn't he?
I know, but in San Francisco, you can do that. You can't do that if you're here.
You can't say that word?
Well, you just can't say it if you're doing sports radio in New York.
I got you.
Fair enough. Because then it gets back to you. Like, the Jets will be like, where the hell is Brandon Tierney on whatever talking about?
I mean, he's kind of right. Like, the Jets have this incredible ability to have pictures of one's genitalia come away from the quarterback. Speaking of that, I got to tell you, I'm very excited about this. There's a new Brett Favre documentary coming out, and they're going to focus on that. They're going to focus on the picture, and they're also going to focus on what he's accused of doing down in Mississippi with the money and the whatever. I don't even know that much about it. That's part of why I'm excited to see the doc. So it's Favre, but the Favre issues that I care most about.
Yeah.
Him sending pictures of his stuff to a woman.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be in a favorable light.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. This is from February 6, 2018, a little Knicks-related tweet. If Kristaps Porzingis is seriously injured, I'm really going to have to reevaluate my lifelong love affair with basketball. This will be my turning point.
Wow, that is some dramatic
crap. What was the year?
That is February 6th, 2018. Was that Tommy Lugauer, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Giannotti?
Oh, you doubled up on BT.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
Yeah, it is BT.
Yeah.
You knew that so well.
I did, because I remember when that happened.
And finally, May 30th, 2021, I put on my Allen Houston Nike Swingman I bought in 1999 for today. I'm embarrassed. Was that Tommy Lugauer, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, or Sal Licata?
Greg Giannotti.
Intellectually bankrupt.
Nah, you nailed that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't go three BTs.
I wouldn't go three BTs.
That's a great tiki show.
Nah, you did a good job, man.
Yeah.
You really nailed it.
2 seconds and three number ones.
So apparently what I got from that is that was Knicks Hawks back in 2021. G was pumped up. So to show his pumped upness, he put on an Allen Houston Nike Swingman jersey, all pumped up for the game. They lost. He was embarrassed. Mm. What is the oldest jersey you have? I'll start with you, Sean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Probably a Joe Morris.
Got a Joe Morris, and you never even saw Joe Morris play.
Yeah, but it was one of those, like, my first Giant jersey that I wore that I still can squeeze into it.
What's your oldest jersey, Tommy?
Piazza.
That's your oldest?
Oldest, yep.
Interesting. You know what my oldest is, right, T? Let's see how well he pays attention.
Mel Ott.
There you go!
You wore it last week?
There you go! That's what I'm saying! I wore it last week! You knew all about that!
I was born at night, but not last night.
Good call.
Now, since last week, I saw you in it.
That's true. All right, I'm glad you remembered. Real quick.
Yes.
We just received...
LaDainian Tomlinson.
You had a LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yeah, he gave it to me.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Was that a jersey trade?
No. He came to the Jets... And he called me and said, you were great at the end of your career. How did you get that way? I said, meet me, blah, blah, blah. And he met me at Joe Carini's workout place.
So you
he
never,
worked out with my trainer.
So he gave you a jersey as like a, hey.
He gave me jerseys for me and my kids.
Well, that's
my
not,
boys.
So you never had jerseys as a kid?
Never.
Interesting.
We couldn't afford them.
I understand. Did you have a favorite player that you'd want a jersey of?
Walter Payton. Definitely.
Yeah, that'd be badass. You know what? One. By the way, speaking of which, Sean. I keep forgetting to do this.
Where is he?
Can you go to my office and get T.G. Barber's birthday present?
The guy's going to be 51 by the time he gets the
Sean
present.
Has been sitting under my desk for a week, and the only reason I thought about it is when Tiki just said, I'm a big gift when it makes sense guy. As soon as Tiki said, I always wanted a Walter Payton jersey, I was already about to go on Fanatics and buy you a Walter Payton jersey. Like, that would be such a badass gift, and it shows I pay attention. Yeah. But I'm going to save it. For next year.
Nice.
So you least expect it. With that said, we have a birthday present for you that I keep forgetting to give you, and it's in my office.
So last week when CP was in, I went to go also bring that in on top of the shirt you sneezed in.
Yeah.
And I could not find the gift under your desk.
No, it's very easy. So sit in my big red chair. Look, I do have a big red chair. Look to the right near the computer area.
Uh-huh.
It's sitting right there. You can't miss it.
On the floor?
On the floor.
All right, I'll get it after the picture thing.
Oh, the
number thing.
Oh, yeah. So the Giants just handed out your number.
Did they?
Do you want to guess?
Kiss ass.
Do you want to guess who it is?
I'm going to say it is. I have no idea.
You were building up for this big guess. And then you're like, I don't know.
Well, I know it's a defensive player.
Well, I'm looking at who they added because I like to write it down.
Yeah.
Paulson, Adebo.
Adebo.
Chris Board.
Didn't Adebo.
Roy Robertson Harris. I got to guess. Javon Holland is wearing Tiki Barber's 21. Mm.
So before we start the season, his name is Javon Holland.
That's what I just said.
You said Javon. Second of all, you're wrong. Posted and toasted. Paulson Adebo, the corner they signed from the Saints, will wear the number 21.
I think he wore that in... Did he wear that? Or was he two?
I don't know.
I'm forgetting now.
I don't know.
By the way, I called one of his games, so I think he did wear 21.
Javon Holland did take a Giants Legends jersey, though. They announced his.
What's he wearing?
Who is he?
He's taking Daniel Jones's number 8.
Yeah.
And also important to note, if you own a Darius Slayton jersey, after 6 years, he's ditching 86 and going to number 18.
All right, there you go. You should do a whole podcast about that.
29 Adebo wore.
Are you upset that Paulson Adebo is wearing your number, or because he's getting $54 million,
I just rented that number for a decade.
You always say that. So I just rented the number.
It was never mine.
I mean,
it belonged to the New York Football Giants.
All right. Very classy answer from Tiki Barber. I'll tell you this, as an IFO, I approve of this because Paulson Adebo is getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be an impactful player. He's not some random kicker. So from that standpoint, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I forgot that from last year.
Let's go to Chris in Michigan, who I think was deeply offended by the Al Dukes tweet, who said that he would basically hate his life if he was waking up one morning in Michigan. Well, Chris wakes up in Michigan every day. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show, as always.
Thank you, man.
So, I called for a few things for the Knicks, but the foul thing about Tibbs, you know, Bickerstaff did it after game one. Tibbs did it after game two. It's probably going to be a wash, and hopefully it won't even be an issue the rest of the series, and that's what I'm hoping for, and they call it equal both ways. But my problem is I'm blaming the defense and how it's been going, and a lot of it is these high screens at the top of the key, and then I'm seeing all these guys standing in the corner open, whether it's Hardaway Jr., Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, even Schroeder sometimes, and they're just standing there wide open and making these threes for the most part.
Right.
I think the help defense is a big problem, and I just kind of wanted to know what you guys were thinking, so I wanted to say, let's go Knicks, let's go Mets, for the guys behind the glass, and yourself, Evan, happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day. That's right. He came back last night. Thank you very much, Chris. I did see that.
Mm.
Yeah. Rusev returned. It was very random.
Yeah.
And he had new music, but I did see that. I got to say something funny about wrestling last night before you answer that whole Knicks question.
Yeah.
So I went to the Met game.
Not a complicated answer, but go ahead.
You want to answer it first?
I mean,
because I'm just going to talk wrestling for 10 minutes. Well, it's boring. Trust me.
Just real quickly, I think the Knicks are terrified of giving up the lane, and so they give help in the lane. And so they come off their assignments, they peek in help, and then they're not aware enough to get back to the corner.